let me introduce you to your next favorite true crime podcast, Crime Salad.
Ashley and Ricky, a husband and wife team, go beyond telling crime stories. They dive into the darkest corners of human nature with the ultimate goal of preventing future tragedies. Together, they shine a relentless spotlight on critical issues like relationship violence and domestic abuse, inviting you to explore the complexities of these societal challenges.
Now, let us set the scene for a recent Crime Salad episode, which is titled The Search for Haley Cummings.
The disappearance of a 5-year-old girl leaves the Florida community in disbelief. In the early morning hours of the night, an open back door remained eerily left open where Haley was staying. A wave of dread swept through the community and the family as the unimaginable happened. Was this the work of a kidnapper, or did the little girl wander off? The search for Haley brought a community together in the darkest of times.
Since 2019, Ashley and Ricky, the Crime Salad duo, have continued to deliver stories that are not only fascinating and well-researched, but also have a strong voice for change and justice. So grab your headphones and prepare to be pulled into a world where mystery meets humanity. Make sure to tune in to Crime Salad wherever you find your podcasts and join a growing community of listeners who tune in every week. And now back to your regularly scheduled haunting.
Hey haunties, it's Nat here. Welcome back to our final October minisode of What's Haunting You. Every Friday in the month of October, Let's Get Haunted is opening up the LGH archives to bring you spooky tales told by the haunties who experienced them. Over the past 5 seasons of LGH, Nat and Allie have been like little goblins collecting every haunted story we found and squirreling them away in our cabinet of curiosities. This spooky season, we have decided to take a peek inside that dusty archive of haunted stories for a mini-series that features no filler, just creepy, unexplained happenings that will surely give you goosebumps. But you won't have to brave it alone. I'm here with my spooky steed to help navigate this treasure trove of titillating tales. We hope you loved this special mini-series. So, haunties, let's get haunted. Ooh, boy. There's nothing to be afraid of. Our first story comes to us from Liverpool, England, where a young woman believes the old house she lives in is trying to communicate with her. So, Ellie, what's haunting you?
Hi, my name's Ellie. I'm a 24-year-old from Liverpool in England. Basically, it seems to be more common that in the UK, houses tend to be a lot older than they are in the US. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But my house is about, I think it's about over 100 to 200 years old. It was my childhood home. Kind of, I've had on and off experiences when I lived at home. There are some that really stand out to me that really, really freak me out. Heard noises when, you know, there shouldn't be noises, or things have moved where they shouldn't have been moved. When I was a teenager, I think this kind of spanned over from when I was about 13 to 15. Over that time, I would just hear a man shushing me. Like, I would be watching TV or playing a game or being on the computer or whatever, and I would just be in the house chilling, and then I would just hear this massive shh. It was so loud, and it would always come out of nowhere, and it always scared the crap out of me. So I'd be sat on the couch watching TV, and then I would just hear that noise, like the shh noise. And then I would be on my computer and I would hear the shh again. This happened for quite a while. I mean, I have like mental health problems anyway, but I just thought that I was hearing things. Then one day I was sat in the living room with my brother. then we just both hear this massive shh. We like look each other and we're just kind of like, did you hear that? He was like, yeah, I heard that. So then I was kind of like, okay, so great to know that I'm not hearing that, you know, just hearing things. But, you know, also not great because for one, there's a ghost making a creepy noise at random instances, which scares the shit out of me. But it's like shushing me. Like, it's so like rude. And I know that kind of takes away from the scariness of it, but honestly, it scared the living crap out of me. It wouldn't be like on the TV. It wouldn't be like an innocent noise. Like, it wouldn't just be like the wind. Like, the doors would be closed, windows would be closed. It wouldn't be like a door making a noise or kind of whatever else. Another experience that I had was when I was about 16 to 17. Well, my girlfriend was coming over, the girlfriend that I had at the time. She was coming over and I was just getting ready, took some nice pictures of myself. We spent the day together, didn't think anything about it. And then later that night with my family, we were watching TV, it was quite late. I'm looking through my iPod because I had an iPod Touch, that was kind of my phone. So I was looking through the pictures that I took. Clear as day, there was this figure in the window in one of the pictures, and it was in the corner. It was the window that was behind me. So I'm looking at this picture and I just see it looked like this small, like little imp looking kind of creature. It had red eyes, it had horns, it was just kind of like a shadow. So it didn't have like distinguishing features, like it didn't have like any three-dimensional features. It was just like a shadow. Oh God, it was horrific. And I obviously instantly was freaking out. I was talking to my family and they were just kind of brushing it off. They were like, oh, maybe it was just the cat from outside. But it like clearly wasn't the cat because, you know, if it was the cat, you would see that it was the cat. But I really wish I still had that picture because it was on my iPod Touch. I think I deleted it at some point because it freaked me out so much. It was really, really freaky. I really didn't like it. I could not sleep that night. It was horrific. So one of the more recent ones, this happened, I think it was 2021, and I still lived at home, worked with my mum at the time. She is a pharmacy dispenser, so I worked as kind of like a pharmacy assistant. I go about my work day, it's a nice day, nice chill day, whatever. I only worked part-time, so I only worked for like 4 hours. So, you know, it gets to lunchtime, my mum goes home and we go home together. We lived so close by to where she worked, we just walked. I got in and my stepdad was really confused. He seemed really, really shocked. We were kind of like, you know, what's up? And he like looked at us. He basically said, like, weren't you just here? And I was like, no, I've been at work all day. And he thought that I was lying. He was like, no, you were just here. Like, I just saw you. And my mom was like, no, she's been at work the whole time. And he basically told me that he had seen me, like fully just seen me, walk out the bathroom, walk into the kitchen, walk into the living room, and then go right upstairs. That, see, like that one specifically scares me a lot. For one, why is a ghost pretending to be me? The fact that a ghost can kind of take your form and do that is absolutely horrific. He's had like experiences before with me as well, basically. Another one quite a few years ago. I woke up in the morning, went downstairs, and he was like, oh, you know, what you did for me last night was really nice. And I was confused. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you know, last night, what you did when I was asleep. And I was like, didn't do anything. And he basically told me he was asleep on the couch and that I had come over and put a blanket over him and said, you know, oh, you're gonna get cold. I did not do that. Like, we had a really strained relationship and I was never that nice to him. I don't know if he heard the voice and thought that it was me, if something was imitating my voice. I can't remember if he said that he looked up and saw me or if it was just the voice, but that really creeped me out as well. That's the second time that happened, that a ghost has kind of impersonated me in the house. When I was 14, I started getting really into spiritual stuff, being able to open like a third eye. I was like, oh, that's interesting. you know, I really wanted to get into that stuff more. I've always found it really interesting, obviously, which is why I listen to the podcast. We were watching, I think it was one of the Batman films, and I'm like sat trying to open my third eye, completely detached from whatever's going on the TV. I can't remember what I did. I did some type of technique I saw online and fell asleep on the couch. I woke up in the middle of the night and there was a female shadow figure next to me. She had red eyes. She had like this purple aura spirally thing behind her. It was just coming off of her, like this strange purple kind of mask. I remember waking up and I said, like, oh, please stop. I'm getting like anxious talking about this, but like it didn't feel like sleep paralysis because I could move. I didn't feel like there was a weight on my chest. Like it wasn't a dream. Like I knew that I was awake. I felt like I couldn't breathe. It wasn't like something was crushing my chest. I just felt really out of breath. Like it just felt like this thing was like draining me. And I just passed back out and went back to sleep. And I woke up the next morning and I just remember thinking, literally, like, what the hell was that last night? It just fills me with so much like dread still. And I never ever saw it again. And I have had sleep paralysis, so I know what sleep paralysis is like, but that just did not feel like it to me. And you know, when I have had sleep paralysis, I didn't ever tend to see things. I just wouldn't be able to move. But I could move in this instance. There was nothing crushing my chest. It didn't feel like someone was sat on me. I just felt so breathless. And this thing was just staring directly at me and it was right next to me. And ever since then, I have just decided to never open my third eye. To be honest, I try and keep it closed. Every house that I go, I always feel like there's a presence in my house. Like I've moved 2 or 3 times since I've like left my mum's house and I just always feel like there's like a presence kind of following me. Not a good one, kind of an ambiguous one, but I've never seen it or anything. But lately I've been feeling a lot of full body chills. For example, we live next to a graveyard and when I walk through there, I just get these full body chills even when it's hot. It just feels like, I don't know why, but now I can kind of feel like presences. The other day I was asleep on the couch. There are some clothes behind the couch because when we moved in, my stepdad, he had been fixing the house up. He never got rid of these clothes from like the previous tenants. I don't know what is attached to those clothes, but I was asleep and I kind of was half awake and this woman was behind the couch where the clothes are and she was like a shadow woman. You know, it wasn't like sleep paralysis, like I could move and I actually could breathe this time, like I wasn't breathless, but I just kept having these full body chills like over and over again until I fell back to sleep. I woke up, I was really freaked out. I've been a little bit sensitive to kind of paranormal stuff. I think lately, especially, like I've been really feeling it for some reason and it's freaking me out because I haven't done anything different. I've not tried to open my third eye. Like I'm quite spiritual and I don't know, I don't really engage with it very often. So no idea what that is. Thank you very much for listening and doing the podcast and whatever. Please come to England at some point. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, that house Ellie lived in sure was creepy, right? Makes me glad I live in a stable environment. Hello? Wow, it's already 3 a.m. I guess I better put that horse in his stall and get some sleep. He always gets a little funny around this time of night. Come to think of it, I don't even know who he belongs to. He just sort of appeared one day. A big storm rolled in, and that hell horse galloped up to me fully tacked. The leather was black and oiled in something thick and dark, the likes of which I've never seen before. I tried to track down his owner, as I am no horse thief, but his saddle bore the name of a man who died in 1790. I'll never forget those hooves which pounded like fists on a coffin lid, eyes ablaze with fear, skin hot to the touch, and nostrils flared with devilish smoke. His whinny held the sound of 1,000 souls begging for mercy. Oh, there he is. That's my good boy, yes you are. Looks like another storm rolled in, buddy. I swear, every time we travel, it starts to storm. Must be a coincidence. How about a little palate cleanser? Our next story is short, but sickly. Sarah, what's haunting you?
Natalie. My name's Sarah. I'm really excited to be telling my spooky story to you guys, so I hope that it scares you as much as it scares me. For context of this story, I would just like to say that I used to be very religious at this time of my life. I thought that mission trips were what I was supposed to do with my whole life, but I recognize now that I'm no longer part of the church, and mission trips are kind of like colonization. I couldn't see that beforehand, so just some context. These days I'm more into spirituality over organized religion. So going back to the late 2000s, my stepdad went on a lot of mission trips to Haiti with a mission group that was affiliated with our church. And at this time, they had a very good relationship with a church in one particular village that they would mission to often. On this particular trip, there was a woman in the village that was deemed by the villagers and the missionaries to be possessed by a demon. I believe that at the time the missionaries showed up to the village on this trip, she was locked inside of a cage in one of the homes to keep her from harming other people. And these missionaries were not Catholics, we were all non-denominational, but they were asked by the church leaders in the village to participate in an exorcism of this woman. And the mission group agreed to do it. So this woman, along with everyone else in the village, only spoke Creole, which is the language in Haiti. It's kind of a mix between Spanish and French. She'd never been taught English. She'd never gone to school to learn English. There was no way that she could speak anything other than Creole. During this exorcism, she spoke in English to the missionaries. The one particular thing that she said that was told to me many times by the missionaries is, "Get out, I want to bite your neck." After this exorcism, she didn't speak English again. The group of missionaries left that trip not knowing what was going to happen to her. Unfortunately, the relations between the village missionary group went downhill after that trip, and it was unrelated to the exorcism. But the church missionary group stopped going to that village for a while. I began to mission to Haiti with the same group in the mid to late 2010s. On one particular trip I went on, the missionary group decided to revisit this village, and it was close to where we were missioning. On the hike to the village, our group noticed a woman that was in a lot of distress, laying in the middle of the dirt road we were walking on. She was rocking back and forth and talking and humming to herself. One of our group leaders went up to her and began to talk to her in Creole. He recognized that it was the same woman that they did the exorcism on 10 years ago. Instantly, my stepdad just turned around and started hiking back in the other direction. I followed him, and I don't remember a lot about the rest of that day because it just shocked me and scared me a lot to see someone that may have been possessed by a demon. On the way back from that hike, I had an asthma attack for the first time in about 5 years. So I don't know if I was just scared or if it was just bad energy, but it really caught me off guard. This is one of the only experiences I've ever had that makes me believe in life after death. Generally, when I hear exorcism stories, I think that the person is probably just mentally ill and they haven't been diagnosed and they're not being treated for some type of mental illness, but the fact that she was able to speak in another language that she's never learned before during the exorcism is what makes me lean toward it being real over not being real. So that's my story. Thanks.
That gave me chills. Thanks, Sarah. Ladies across the nation, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The brand that took your man's balls to space is now launching them into the ultrasphere. Introducing Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Yep, 5.0. Featuring a new cutting-edge design and next-generation skin-safe blade heads for different shaves, it's pretty much a spaceship to take his boys downstairs to the next level. Have him join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code LETSGETHAUNTED. High tech for low places, Manscaped. You know what's something that will never go out of style? A well-groomed person. Manscaped's fifth-generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking just a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish. This bad boy also features dual LED spotlights to provide contrast on multiple skin tones. We're talking three-length setting combs for all your desired lengths. And oh, did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra comes with a travel case and even a travel lock. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code LETSGETHAUNTED at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code LETSGETHAUNTED at manscaped.com. Our next story comes to us from Elle. So Elle, what's haunting you?
Hi, Nat and Allie. My name is Elle, or you might know me as Slug Bunny from the Patreon. I think I was about 8 or 9 at the time, maybe 10. I was staying the night at my dad's house. He lived kind of in a rural area, not like a super country or anything, but definitely not anywhere close to a city, like an hour away or so. We were watching Ghostbusters before I went to sleep. At that age, like, Ghostbusters isn't going to exactly be a scary movie. Maybe there's one or two scenes that are, like, a little spooky, but not that much. Anyway, my dad is like, it's time to go to bed, movie's over, you know, chop chop. I remember laying in bed and, like, looking at my closet, and I was like, something just doesn't feel right. But I always kept my closet doors open so that I could see anything that could potentially be in there. You know, something can't hide if you can fully see all of the clothes in there. And then there was also a window right by my bed. Right outside that window, there was a tree that had like a big branch that like went across the window. You could see the tree branch lit up perfectly by the porch light. I would look out there every once in a while when I was falling asleep. I look over at that branch and I see this thing. I still don't know what the hell it was.
today. I have no idea. It almost looked like a little creature, like a gargoyle of sorts, is the most similar thing that I can chalk it up to. It had these awful fucking glowing red eyes, a hunched over little thing. It looked like it had wings. I was like, this can't be real. I was just watching a movie with gargoyles. It has to be just some weird half asleep thing. So I close my eyes and I count to 10. And I look back out the window and it's now closer to me. It has moved closer to me on the branch. Now, not only is it closer, but it is smiling. And when I say smiling, I mean it is the worst grin of smile, a mouth that is too big for its face and its teeth are so sharp and they seem to go on forever. I think about this shit and I still like get teary-eyed, like I was so fucking scared. I hide under the blankets. I count to 10. I'm like, there's no way this thing can still be there. And I look out from under my blankets and it's literally still there. I run out of the bedroom. I go to my dad. I couldn't explain it in words. I was just so scared. And I was like crying and I was like, I can't sleep there. And he's like, literally, you're just scared from the movie. Go to bed. I just go back to bed. I look, it's gone. I don't know how long it took me to fall asleep. Years later, fast forward to when I'm like 16, you know, I wasn't super close to my dad. And I'm like, Dad, do you remember when I came out of my bedroom and I said I saw like a creature out there? And I basically explained the whole story like I just told you. And he's like, why didn't you tell me it looked like that at the time? He's like, I've seen that before. Your stepmom has seen that before. And he's like, yeah, I first saw that whenever I was like, I don't know, maybe 8 or so, probably around the age that you first saw it. I saw it on Halloween. I was trick-or-treating with my friends and we walked by this field and they thought they saw something move. And so my dad goes, I'm gonna go look at it. He goes up to it and it's the same creature that's black and grotesque and those red glowing eyes and that big smile, and he saw it too. And of course he and his friends all freak out, dropped their candy bags and just ran for hell. And he hadn't seen it again until they moved back to that house that they were at. And my stepmom at the time, she was like walking the dogs and the dogs start going crazy, just barking and barking and barking. And yeah, they weren't the most well-behaved dogs, but they didn't act like this generally. She wrangles them back to the house and she sees the same gargoyle-esque entity sitting on the AC unit, just like smiling there. So I don't know if it's some weird familial curse. I mean, it could be a cryptid. Are gargoyles real? I guess it could be that, or it could be a demon or an imp. But I don't know, I do kind of like the theory that it is, I don't know, some sort of familial curse. It followed my dad and me and my stepmom. I can't help but think, if I ever have children, will they see it too? I don't think I'll ever be able to forget what I saw. It still freaks me out to this day. So thank you guys so much. I love your podcast. Bye.
Thanks for sharing your story, Elle. A look, a jack-o'-lantern glowing in the distance. I think it's getting closer.
You guys, a portal just opened and a huge misshapen headless man just sprung from the ether. This silver sword is dragging across the October Earth.
He's come to reclaim his horse. If he can catch him. Happy Halloween, haunties.